This week we are going to study the first five verses of Revelation 14. As we have thought of Revelation 13 and focused our attention on the remnant church that is attacked from the old world and the new world by all the ingenuity and ferocity and hatred of the dragon, because they keep the commandments of God and have the spirit of prophecy, we wonder how they survive. We wonder what is their condition. Are they forced to give up their faith? Do they become apostates, lapsed from the truth? Now the prediction in 13:10 said, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. A saint, Psalm 50 verse 5, is a man or a woman who has entered into the new covenant relationship with God through the sacrifice of Christ. These saints have patience. They suffer under through the faith of Jesus. Now, what kind of people are they? Revelation 14 describes them. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. We've seen this lamb many times in Scripture. Now he stands on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Now these we have seen in Revelation 7. They are a cross-section of humanity. They come from all those streams of society, those different character blends that are represented by the 12 tribes of Israel that are inscribed upon the 12 gates of the city. So they are a world-organized people of every stripe and kind of character. And they stand with Christ. Revelation 7 ends with their following Christ. They follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. Now they reach with him Mount Zion, the heavenly Zion, the heavenly city, New Jerusalem. They are standing with the triumphant Lamb. And they have Christ's name, the Father's name, and the city's name. Let's look at chapter 3, verse 12. I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God. And at the end of the verse, my new name. Now there are some manuscripts of Revelation 14:1 that also get those three names. They have the Father's name, they have the Son's name, they have their destination. They have Jerusalem, Zion's name. They have the address to which they're going to, New Jerusalem, Zion, City of God. And they have the owners, the Father and the Son. And these names are written in their foreheads. Revelation 13:16, those who are destroyed have the mark of the dragon, of the image to the beast, written in their forehead. Here are the two contrasts. Forehead is a symbol of intellectual power, choice, will. The one group have accepted the principles of the beast in his image in their foreheads and in their hands. The other group have accepted all that the name of God stands for. You remember that Moses once asked Jehovah, show me your name, show me your glory. And the Lord says, you get into the cliff, and I will put my hand, and you will look through my hand, through the nail pierce, and I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And when the goodness passed by, the Lord declared his name, all that he stands for, the qualities, the personalities, the victories, the philosophies. And so the 144,000, redeemed from among all men, a cross-section of all humanity, men and women with every kind of background who have accepted the transforming grace of Jesus Christ by faith, they have in their intellectual makeup, in their foreheads, all that God stands for, the Father and the Son. Now, it's important to bear this in mind. It's not God the Creator, although it is God the Creator, but it's God the Father. It's not Jesus Christ, the Pantocrator, the Almighty. It's Jesus Christ, the Son. So the qualities of fatherhood, the response and obedience of sonship, these are the qualities that are embedded in the minds of the 144,000. And I heard a voice from heaven, a voice of many waters, the voice of a multitude, peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. He listens to the sound of humanity, the voice of great thunder, of harpers harping with their harps. This is song, gladness, joy. And they, the 144,000, sing a new song. Now, if you take your concordance sometime and look at the new songs in the Book of Psalms, toward the end of the Psalms, new song is repeated several times. If you will digest the context, you will see that the new song is connected with salvation. And, of course, we discover that in Revelation 5, too. They sing a new song, verse 9, because God has redeemed them. The old song with which Revelation chapter 4 ends is the song that the angels, the sons of God, sang at creation. God is worthy of honor and glory because he is the creator. The new song that angels cannot sing is the song of redemption. And the 144,000 being redeemed from among men sing the new song of salvation. And they sing it before the throne, before the four living creatures, before the 24 elders. No man can learn that song, the 144,000 that were redeemed from among men. Angels desire to look into these things, but they can't see them. They can't understand them. But the redeemed can. The redeemed have caught an intellectual, a spiritual, an internal grasp of the love of God the Father and God the Son and the sacrifice of Calvary that no other creature in the universe has. And these 144,000, having been redeemed from among men, now having the ability to sing the song of redemption with the Father and the Son's characters embedded in their minds, verse 4, are further described, Revelation 14, 4. They were not defiled with women. Now these are not pure women, these are defiling women. These are defiled women, and we see the defiled women, for example, in Ezekiel 16, second half of it, in Revelation 17, 1-5. These are harlots, these are apostates, they've moved away from their bridegroom, they've gone their own way, they're looking for other lovers, they're seeking other centers of loyalty. They are not defiled with women. They are virgins. As Ellen White defines it, they are virgins because they profess a pure religion. In their relationships, their love towards Jesus Christ, their bridegroom, they have no disloyal thoughts. There are no substitutes crowding into their minds to turn them away from their love and allegiance to their bridegroom, Jesus Christ. They follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. We've seen that from the last chapter of John, follow me. What is that? What does it matter what other people do? Follow me yourself. And the redeemed in all ages have followed the Lamb whithersoever he leads them. And these are redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God. Now the idea of first fruits bring to our minds a harvest. First fruits are a product of seed sowing, of the falling of the early and the latter rain to ripen the seed. And now the first fruits are being gathered unto the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, no lying, no falsehood. They are without fault before the throne of God. What will happen to the remnant who suffer the war that the dragon brings by rise of the papacy in the old world and apostate Protestantism in the new? They will survive. They will survive unscathed. They will survive because by faith they have Jesus and the Father living in their minds. They follow the Lamb wherever He leads them, and He leads them through the final turmoil of this earth to stand at last on Zion.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.